Hello again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Today I would like to dwell a little bit on what the Lord Jesus suffered here when he was on this earth and as part of his ministry to the Father and in saving us. On the last days that he was here, how much suffering he went through. I don't know if how many people think about it, about that, how it was. I think I'm caught in thinking that Jesus was the Son of God and he was different from us, but Scripture bears that he was a man like everyone. He was born with flesh and blood, and he had feelings as we do, and he felt when others were sorrowing, and he was happy and glad when people were well. So he had all those feelings. He suffered temptations. He suffered persecutions, and there's many things. And if we could remember that, but yet he was without sin. He was the Son of God, and his mission here was what the Father had sent him to do, and that's what he says in John. He said that to do the will of the Father was his food. If you remember that, we talked about that a few days ago when he was speaking to the woman at the well. And then, so that was all his life. It was to do the will of the Father. And now that he's completed that mission and that we know he rose up again and is with the Father, he has sent us the Holy Spirit so that we can also be God's servant and be doing, wanting to do the will of the Father. But I just thought it would be good to go through a little bit of the time when, after they had the Last Supper, and Peter had been very sorrowful. But and I think this is the time also where Peter said that he would die for Jesus, and then Jesus said he was going to deny him three times before the rooster crows. So, but then right after that, they went and says here in, I'm going to read here in Matthew chapter 26. Let me see here. Starting in verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto his disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? So we get here that it was a very sorrowful time for Jesus. He was, like I said earlier, he was a man, and he was feeling the sorrow and the weight of what he had to do. And so he said he was so sorrowful, so exceeding sorrowful, his soul was so sorrowful, even unto death. and he was going to pray, and he asked the disciples to sit and watch with him. And then he went a little further and he fell on his face and he prayed. And he asked the Father that if it was possible, if he wouldn't have to go through this, what Jesus knew he had to go, dying and being crucified. He says, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. That was the spirit of Jesus. It's always what the Father wanted, not what he wanted. And that's the example that we are supposed to take, is it's as the Father's will. Not as we will. But then he comes and back to the disciples and he finds them asleep. And he tells Peter, you know, you couldn't watch with me for 1 hour. And he tells them, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now let's think about that admonishment is given us. And it always sort of goes together. And many places where you see about praying or pray, it also goes with watching. It's watch and pray. And why? He says that you enter not into temptation. But as we found them sleeping, he says that the spirit was willing, but their flesh is weak. And we saw that with Peter. He was willing to die for Jesus, he said. But as we saw also that his flesh was not strong, too weak, that he denied Jesus. So Jesus goes again, second time. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. And he says in verse 45, then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth thus betray me. So we get a picture of just Jesus being very sorrowful. This was very, very heavy for him. And yet he felt very much alone. He couldn't even get his disciples to be able to stay with him in praying. Can you imagine that? I think when we go through hard times or trials, we sort of think that this is suffering, but this, what Jesus went through, is real suffering. And if we could just remember that he went through something so much worse than what we will ever get into, that we can get comfort in that the Lord Jesus was victorious and has risen again, and his spirit is in us, and we through him can be victorious just as well. But on our own, we cannot. So I'd just like to read here in Luke, gives us a little bit of more insight into how it was. Chapter 22. In verse 39, that's where it starts. And it says, and he came out and went, and as he went to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. In verse 43, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Now, Matthew didn't tell us that, but here it says that an angel appeared unto Jesus from heaven, strengthening him. So although he was feeling very sorrowful and very alone, man on this earth wasn't able to be with him, to strengthen him, yet strength came from above. And the Father was listening to his prayer. Verse 44, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as if it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. So here we get another picture of just how much agony he was in. He said that sweat was as it was blood falling to the ground. Have we ever gone through anything like that? But again, we can get comfort here that as the Father did not forget about Jesus or listen to his prayer, that today Jesus listens to our prayers when we go and earnestly plead with him to help us. In our worst times, we can be reassured that he listens and he helps. And he gives us strength to face whatever it is that's troubling us. But we need to have prayer. Prayer is the way that we communicate our troubles and our sorrows, our joy, everything. We communicate that to the Lord through prayer. And as we see here, that the Lord does listen to prayer, and he answers prayer. So I just want to leave everyone with that, and let's remember every day of our lives how much we have to be thankful for, how much the Lord Jesus did for us. And if we can just remember that, then everything else on this earth, in this world, won't matter so much. So God bless your day. Till next time. Bye.